Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar and Ram Goldar and Dema Zechus Baba Kama Daf Lamed Ches. The fourth parak Shor Shenagach. The fourth parak has been generously sponsored with Zechu Nishmas Rosh Hadvor Bas Aharon HaKohen Al Hashem. May your neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. And when the Mishnah taught that if a Jew's ox gores a Gentile's ox, he's pater. But in the reverse case, the Gentile pays full damages even for a tum. The Gemara said if Re'ehu excludes a Gentile from receiving damage payments from a Jew, it should also exempt him from paying damages to a Jew. And if he's not excluded, then a Jew should also have to pay his damages. Re'avo answered, the Pasuk says, Amud v'yomadet eretz ra v'yater goyim. Hashem arose and judged the land he saw and released nations. This means, Rashav mitzvah shekibu lehem b'nei Noach. He saw in the seven mitzvahs, which Noach's descendants accepted upon themselves, kevan shokaimu, since they did not keep them. Amud v'hiter mamon Yisrael. He arose and released their money to Yisrael. They're penalized to always pay full damages for the animals damaging Jews' property. Rabbi Yochanan quoted a different Pasuk, Hofia mahar paran. Hashem revealed from Mount Paran. This teaches Maparan Hofi Mamon in Israel. From Paran, when the other nations refused to accept the Torah, he revealed their money to Israel. Pointing to Rav Yosef Darshan, Ra V'yater Goyim, differently. Ra Sheva Mitzvahs Shekibol Lehem B'nei Noach, he saw the seven mitzvahs which Noach's descendants accepted it upon themselves, but they did not keep them. Amad V'hitim Lehem, he arose and permitted them, releasing them from those mitzvahs. The Gemara objects that if so, they benefited from failing to keep the seven mitzvahs. Im ken matzinu chote niskar, if so, we find a sinner profiting from his sin. Mar, the son of Ravina, explained that it means she'afil mekaimin osan ein mekabun lehen schar, that even if they fulfill the seven mitzvos, they do not receive reward for them, but are punished for transgressing them. The Gemara objects that Rav Meir Darshan the Pasuk to teach she'afil nachri ba'osik b'torah haru kohen gadol, that even a Gentile who engages in Torah study is like a kohen gadol. Clearly, they are rewarded for performing mitzvos. The Gemara answers, "Ein makabun lehen schar kemetzuba va'osa." They do not receive reward from them like one who's commanded and fulfills the commandment. El kamisha ena metzuba va'osa. Rather, they're rewarded like one who's not commanded and fulfills it voluntarily, whose reward is less. For Rabbi Chanina said, "Gadol metzuba va'osa yosem misha ena metzuba va'osa." Greater is the one who acts to fulfill a law whose command to do so than one who acts but was not commanded to do so. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein kodesh baruch hu mekapech schar kol bria." A kodesh baruch hu does not withhold reward from any creature. Afil schar sicha na, even reward for fine speech. For regarding Lot's older daughter who named her child from him, Moav, from father, a kodesh baruch hu told Moshe, "Val tiskar bam milchama," do not incite war against Moav, implying that although they could not wage war against him, they could enact levies against them. But regarding Lot's younger daughter, who used the less explicit term ben ami, son of my people, a kodesh baruch hu said, "Val tiskar bam." Do not incite against them at all. Dafil and Gari Latavi Buhu, meaning that even levies may not be enacted against them. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka said, "Lom yaktim adam v'dvar mitzvah." A person should always preempt others in a mitzvah matter. For because of one night that the elder daughter preceded the younger daughter to have relations with her father, intending to perform a mitzvah, she preceded her by four generations to join Yisrael. Ruth from Moab was the mother of Ovid, Shlomo's great-grandfather. Naama of Ammon was the mother of Rehobam, Shlomo's son. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah taught that if a Jew's ox gores a Gentile's ox, he's pater. But in the reverse case, the Gentile pays full damages, even for a tum. The Gemara said if Re'ehu excludes a Gentile from receiving damage payments from a Jew, it should also exempt him from paying damages to a Jew. And if he's not excluded, then a Jew should also have to pay his damages. Re'avo answered, the Pasuk says, Amud v'yomadet eretz ra v'yater goyim. Hashem arose and judged the land he saw and released nations. This means, Rashav mitzvah shekibu lehem b'nei Noach. He saw in the seven mitzvahs, which Noach's descendants accepted upon themselves, kevan shokaimu, since they did not keep them. Amud v'hiter mamon Yisrael. He arose and released their money to Yisrael. They're penalized to always pay full damages for the animals damaging Jews' property. Rabbi Yochanan quoted a different Pasuk, Hofia mahar paran. Hashem revealed from Mount Paran. This teaches Maparan Hofi Mamon in Israel. From Paran, when the other nations refused to accept the Torah, he revealed their money to Israel. Pointing to Rav Yosef Darshan, Ra V'yater Goyim, differently. Ra Sheva Mitzvahs Shekibol Lehem B'nei Noach, he saw the seven mitzvahs which Noach's descendants accepted it upon themselves, but they did not keep them. Amad V'hitim Lehen, he arose and permitted them, releasing them from those mitzvahs. The Gemara objects that if so, they benefited from failing to keep the seven mitzvahs. Im ken matzinu chote niskar, if so, we find a sinner profiting from his sin. Mar, the son of Ravina, explained that it means she'afil mekaimin osan ein mekabun lehen schar, that even if they fulfill the seven mitzvahs, they do not receive reward for them, but are punished for transgressing them. The Gemara objects that Reb Meir darshan the pasuk to teach shafil nachri ba'osuk b'torah haru kohen gadol, that even a Gentile who engages in Torah study is like a kohen gadol. Clearly, they are rewarded for performing mitzvahs. The Gemara answers, "Ein makabun lehen schar kemetzuva va'osa." They do not receive reward from them like one who's commanded and fulfills the commandment. El kamisha ein mitzuva va'osa. Rather, they're rewarded like one who's not commanded and fulfills it voluntarily, whose reward is less. For Rabbi Chanina said, "Gadol mitzuva va'osa yos misha ein mitzuva va'osa." Greater is the one who acts to fulfill a law whose command to do so, than one who acts but was not commanded to do so. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein kodesh baruch hu mekapech schar kol bria." A kodesh baruch hu does not withhold reward from any creature. Afil schar sicha na, even reward for fine speech. For regarding Lot's older daughter who named her child from him, Moav, from father, a kodesh baruch hu told Moshe, "Val tiskar ba milchama," do not incite war against Moav, implying that although they could not wage war against him, they could enact levies against them. But regarding Lot's younger daughter, who used the less explicit term ben ami, son of my people, a kodesh baruch hu said, "Val tiskar bam, klal," do not incite against them at all, dafil angari lotavi buhu, meaning that even levies may not be enacted against them. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, "Lom yaktim adam dvar mitzvah," a person should always preempt others in a mitzvah matter. For because of one night that the elder daughter preceded the younger daughter to have relations with her father, intending to perform a mitzvah, she preceded her by four generations to join Yisrael. Ruth from Moab was the mother of Ovid, Shlomo's great-grandfather. Naama of Ammon was the mother of Rehobam, Shlomo's son. All right, so now we get our Simadav Lamed Ches, and our standard simon relates to a Dabra Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup to make the simon more distinct. So here goes. The non-Jew, being comforted with a bowl of chicken soup after learning he would have to pay full damages for his short tum goring a Jew's ox, sat at the She'ena Matsuva Va'osa table, while the Jew sat at the Matsuva Va'osa table, and were being served by two daughters of a man who slept in a cave. Once again, slow motion. The non-Jew, being comforted with a bowl of chicken soup, that must be more in Daf Lamed Ches. The non-Jew, being comforted with a bowl of chicken soup after learning he would have to pay full damages for his short tum goring a Jew's ox, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if a Jew's ox gores a Gentile's ox, he's putted, but in the reverse case, the Gentile pays full damages even for a tum. The Gemara asks that if Re'ehu excludes a Gentile from receiving damages from a Jew, he should also exempt him from paying damages to a Jew, and if he's not excluded, then a Jew should also have to pay his damages. Rabbi Avoh answered based on a pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that the Sheva Mitzvahs, which B'nai Noach accepted upon themselves, since they did not keep them, Amud Vehitir Mamonon Yisrael, he arose and released their money to Yisrael. So the non-Jew, being comforted with a bowl of chicken soup after learning he would have to pay full damages for his shore, goring a Jew's ox, sat at the She'ena Matsuva Va'osa table, while the Jew sat at the Matsuva Va'osa table, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said, "Gadol ha-Matsuva Va'osa yosem mimi She'ena Matsuva Va'osa." Greater is the one who acts to fulfill a law who is commanded to do so, the one who acts but was not commanded to do so. So the non-Jew, being comforted with a bowl of chicken soup after learning he would have to pay full damages for a short tum, goring a Jew's ox, sat at the She'ena Matsuva Va'osa table, while the Jew sat at the Matsuva Va'osa table, and were being served by two daughters of a man who slept in a cave. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein kodesh baruch hu mekapech schar kol bria." Kodesh baruch hu does not withhold reward from any creature, afil schar sicha na, even reward for fine speech. For regarding Lot's older daughter who named her child from him, Moav, from father, Kodesh baruch hu told Moshe, "Va'al tiskar ba milchama," do not incite war against Moav, implying that although they could not wage war against them, they could enact levies against them. But regarding Lot's younger daughter, who used the less explicit term ben ami, son of my people, Kodesh baruch hu said, "Va'al tiskar bam, klal," do not incite against them at all, dafil angari latavid bahu, meaning that even levies may not be enacted against them. So once again, the non-Jew, being comforted with a bowl of chicken soup after learning he would have to pay full damages for his short tum goring a Jew's ox, sat at the She'ena Matsuva Va'osa table, while the Jew sat at the Matsuva Va'osa table, and were being served by two daughters of a man who slept in a cave. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the simur Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The injured shore leaning against a ladder. Ladder? That must be more Daf Lamed Dalet. The injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore's horn stuck in it, which reminds Gemara discusses if the mazik or nizik changed value after the damage, whether the damage is assessed kashasa nezik at the time of the damage or kashasa amada bedin at the time of standing in judgment. Ravashi explains that the mazik is responsible for the injured ox's later deterioration, where it deteriorated because of the original blow, because the nizik can say, "Your ox's horn is buried in my ox." So the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore horn stuck in it, watched a Mazik and Nizik try to sell a short tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, which reminds us that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah on how to understand the case in the pasuk of Umachris Ashor Achai V'chatzu Es Kaspo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money, but Gam Es Ames Yechatzun, and they shall also divide the dead one. So, the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the Mazik shore's horn stuck in it, watched the Mazik and Nizik try to sell a short tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, when all of a sudden a man wounded another man by striking with a stepladder in order to get blood to give his dog, which he would be liable for if he did it on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yavo taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makalkalin Peturin, all who do destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment because only constructive acts are liable, chutz mechovu umavir, except for one who wounds and one who burns, which are liable even for destructive acts. Rabbi Yochanan says the case of chovu is a chovu betzar chokabo, one who wounds where he needs the blood for his dog. Although the act is destructive and the total damage is greater than the benefit, his purposeful intent is sufficient for liability. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The Nezikin boys choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umaka Behema song, which reminds us that Gemara brings a drush of Chizkiya's Academy. Maka Adam Umaka Behema, the Torah compares one who strikes a person who is executed and does not pay damages, and one who strikes an animal who does pay, teaching that just as one who strikes an animal always pays, regardless of intent, of Maka Adam, so too regarding one who strikes a person, Otachokbo Ben Shogigumezi. You should not distinguish between an unintentional act and an intentional act, or other exemptions from execution, Chayvo Mamun to obligate him to pay money, Elo Lapot. Rather, always exempt him from paying money. So the Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umaka Behema song, as two kids dressed as oxen pretended to blame each other for damaging a third ox, which reminds us, if two oxen chase an ox and one injured it, and it's unknown which, the owner of each ox can claim the damage was inflicted by the other, and is putter until proof is brought. So the Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Maka Behema song, as two kids dressed as oxen pretend to blame each other for damaging a third ox, were abruptly interrupted when one father in the audience accused another of owing him wheat, and the other father responded, I owe you barley, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Nassan said, Tanu chitin v'hodu rabbi sa'orin, pater. If one claimed wheat from someone, and the other person admitted owing him barley, he's pater from paying even barley, because by claiming only wheat, he's admitting he's not owed barley, and has forgiven that debt. Daf Lamed Vav, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is Lulav. So here goes. The shore which had horns that looked like Lulavim, that must have been wearing Daf Lamed Vav, Lulav. The shore which had horns that looked like Lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Shor Shenagach Arba V'chamisha Shvarim Zeh Achar Zeh. If an ox gored four or five oxen, one after the other as a tam, Reb Meir says, Yisham L'achron Shebehem, he pays the last of the victims his half damages, Yimesh B'mosu Yachzer Shalofanav, and if there's more value in the damaging ox after this payment, that excess is returned to the prior victim, and if there's still more, it's given to the victim before him. V'achron Achron Nisgar, the rule is the later victim benefits. Rav explains that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that the damages of a tam are owed as a debt. So the shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sela medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Hatokeil chaver nosin lo sela, one who strikes the ear of his fellow, pays him a sela for boshes in addition to the other payments. And the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav, Kol kasev ha'amar b'Torah ketzev tzori, any amount of silver mentioned in the Torah is Tyrian currency, v'shal divrayim kesev medina, and any amount of silver taught by the rabbis, such as the boshes payment for striking someone's ear, is in provincial currency. So the shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, the gored four oxen one to the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sela medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear, that he told the judge, who was a gabbai tzedakah, to give it away to the poor, which reminds us, when the man who was struck was told he would only receive a sela medina, he said, since it's only half as this, I don't want to give it to the poor. Afterwards, he tried to retract, but Rav Yosef told him he could not retract, for zachu be'anim, the poor had already acquired the money. Although there were no poor people there to make the acquisition, anin yad anin anan, we are the hand of the poor and acquired it on their behalf. Rashi explains that Rav Yosef was a trustee for the local charity fund. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The shore that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, laser tag, that must be more in Daf Lamed Zayin. The shore that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the din of a shore that is moved to certain species and not to others. It pays full damages for what it's moved for and half damages for what it's not moved for. So the short that was moot to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, and then began to knock down alternating red team players, which reminds us, we discuss an animal which is moot with Sirogin, moot for damaging in an alternate fashion, where it gores the first ox but not the second ox, the third one but not the fourth one, and so on. So the short that was moot to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, and then began to knock down alternating red team players, turned out to be an ox of Hektish, and was putter from payment, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shor Shi Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Hektish. If the ox of an ordinary Jew gored an ox of Hektish, Mishal Hektish Shenagach Shor Shel Hediot, or an ox of Hektish gored an ox of an ordinary Jew, Pater, the owner is exempt because the Pasuk says Shor Re'ehu, the ox of his fellow, implying Lo Shor Shel Hektish, and not an ox of Hektish. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that if one claimed wheat from someone and the other person admitted owing him barley, that person is putter from paying even the barley? That's on Duff. Amen, hey. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn a non-Jew whose short tom damages a Jew's ox has to pay, whereas a Jew's ox that damages a non-Jew's ox does not have to pay? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. Number three, which thing went about the person who won the case with Kesef Medina, who could not retract when he said, give it to the poor? That's on Duff. Lamed Vav. Good. Number four, which thing went one is putter for damaging a Shor Shel Hektish? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number five, which thing went Rabbi Chanina said, Gadol HaMetzuvah Va'osa Yoser, Mimisha Eino Metzuvah Va'osa? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff did he discuss the din of a shor that is moot to knock down alternating animals? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number seven, which stuff did Malchus whether the Nizik is considered a shutuf and can take possession of the Musik's animal or a Balchov? That's on Duff. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff did he win if one entered a carpenter shop with Rishus and is killed by a flying wood chip? The carpenter is putter from Gauls because it's a case of Shogeg Karvel Mazid. That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff did he win that we see that Kushbarku does not withhold schar from any creature, even reward for a fine speech, which we learn from Lot's daughters? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. And number 10, which of the one all kesef mentioned in the Torah is kesef tzori, and any kesef taught by the rabbis is kesef medina? That's on Duff. Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.